This is your bi-weekly Beergasm, Episode 1, Samuel Adams Bonfire Rauch Beer. Hello and welcome to your bi-weekly Beergasm, Episode 1. I'm Ryan, sitting in with my co-host Dom.
Hey.
And first, let's rock out some housekeeping. If you listen to any of the other podcasts on the site, you will see that, first off, we have new equipment and we sound really radio-like.
All sexy-like.
Very happy about that. And second off, we've got a new site coming up. We've got a whole bunch of new shows coming out. We've got just a ton of new stuff going on. So keep an eye on both the podcasts and on the main site feed to check. We're going to be launching that new site soon, so check on that. And just kind of keep an eye on the new episodes that are coming out. We're doing movies and TV that we're going to be recording right after this, and that will be posted by the time this is. And we're also going to be doing an anime show a little later, too. So keep an ear to the ground for all of that jazz.
On that token, I am also currently working on the new version of the website, which should be up and running by next week, if all goes according to plan.
Yep.
Though, now that I've mentioned that, it probably won't.
Yeah, so we don't have a perfect set date on that yet. We found a host, but unfortunately we're having a little bit of a power struggle with them, so... the site will go up when it goes up. We're not stressing about it too much because right now we are still using the WordPress site for everything. So that'll be our workhorse for the time being, and then we will stretch it out, get that site pushed out, and everything will be great. All right, let's move from housekeeping into beer news. We've just got a few quick beer headlines for you. First and foremost on our list, BrewDog Ghost Deer. Normal fermentation methods produce a 28% ABV beer.
That is quite high.
Up to this point, I think the highest that they were able to come up with, I think it was the Utopias, and it was like a 21-ish percent. That's insane. I mean, the fact that they use just regular fermentation for that to come up with that is just insane to me.
Yeah, and I'm wondering about the drinkability of a beer like that. I would hope it's not very high, because I can just imagine myself after a six-pack...
Well, first off, it would be extremely expensive. I think it would never come in a six-pack form.
well, obviously, but, you know.
Yeah, I guess it was just a normal fermentation process that they used. They used a bunch of different yeast strains during the entire process. And it says here that they drip-fed the fermented masterpiece exotic sugars to ensure that the yeast live long enough to continue fermentation. So I guess they just, instead of like with your standard beer, what you would do is you'd go through and you add the sugar, the yeast eats the sugar, and then when it finishes fermenting. So they just kind of kept putting sugar in and kept putting sugar in and kept putting sugar in and used like 9 different types of yeast.
I wonder how long the process of that actually took to develop a beer like that.
Yeah, I'm seeing here, Sink the Bismarck and End of History are two different beers. Sink the Bismarck was at 41%, and it was 55% for End of History. But those were achieved not through just standard fermentation, but extreme freezing of a very strong beer, and then they went and used different methods. So yeah, I mean, this is pretty impressive. I don't think it would be particularly drinkable. I mean, I'm sure it's probably pretty good, but I wouldn't say it would be pretty drinkable.
Yeah, I'd certainly like to try it at any rate.
It's from Scotland, so let's see if it shows up over this way.
All right.
All right, going on to the next headline. Dom, what do you got over there?
Coming from North Dakota, U.S. barley production is down.
Fail whale.
And they're actually in a spot to lose their... they're currently in a position to lose their spot as the number one barley producer in the U.S., though there is no word on how that may or may not affect the domestic beer industry.
Yeah, you know, people are saying it's going to hugely affect the industry. I mean, I think it is, but at the same time, I mean, if you look at, like, the domestic beer industry, you're looking at, like, Budweiser, you know.
Miller,
Coors, you know, companies that make pretty much subpar beer. That many people that would care to listen to this podcast would, I'd probably say, agree with.
Yeah, I would definitely agree with that. But it seems some of the controversy is being caused by farmers opting to go with a higher cash crop like corn or soy because there's too much risk in growing barley.
Right. A lot of farmers are just in general kind of going, well, yeah. And so, yeah, I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I think the brew companies are just going to get it from somewhere else.
Yeah, they're going to have to.
Yeah, they're not going to have a choice. All right, the next headline and the last headline for our thing. Fox News comes up with a list of the most expensive beers in the world.
Oh, I gotta hear this.
This list is actually kind of a fun one. The first on the list is the Samuel Adams Utopia. Cask aged and blended from batches of beer brandy barrels, this beer is a beer with a pedigree, according to this Fox News article. It's a 27% ABV, and I guess because of the alcohol content is so high, yeah, it can age really well. I've never had it. It's $150 or sometimes more per bottle because they did a limited run of it. And actually now it goes for like $400 a bottle because it's a rarity. So that's fairly expensive. Moving up the list, Carlsberg Vintage 3. I guess this company, the Carlsberg company, set up a series of vintage premium beers. And the Vintage 3 was brewed, brewed under a brewmaster. He worked with like six other brewers. And he put together what is supposed to be a really delicious beer. It was aged in French oak barrels, and it typically goes really, really sweet and really, really smooth, and that's $3.48 per bottle. No note here for what the ABV is on that. BrewDog, The End of History. Okay, this is the one that I was telling you about. It's a 55% ABV, $800 a bottle.
Oh,
it's wow. $800, but this is the thing, okay? The beer bottle is encased in the carcass of a squirrel that's been taxidermied. Yeah, it's at 110 proof. Fox says it reads more like a fine whiskey and is designed to be sipped and savored, not quaffed or guzzled. What the hell is quaffed?
It sounds like something I would do after drinking out of a squirrel carcass.
Yeah. And then the last one on this list is also $800 a bottle, and it's Antarctic Nail Ale. I guess Nail Brewing is an Australian brewer with a commitment to environmental responsibility. And yeah, $800 a bottle. There was only a 30 bottle run of it. That was the first bottle price. So, I mean, I'd be willing to bet that now it goes for several thousand dollars a bottle if it was only a 30 bottle run.
Yeah. When was this list published?
This actually just came out. This list just came out, September 9th. So today.
Oh, wow.
So as of whenever they, I'm going to have to look that up maybe for the next, you know, couple of weeks down the next episode. Cause that's, I would be willing to bet hardcore that that's probably not the same.
Oh, and before we move on, I do have one other thing to mention.
What's that?
It pairs Founders Brewing Company is releasing a Canadian breakfast stout. It goes on sale starting at 11 a.m.
See, that's interesting because usually...
room in October 1st.
That's interesting because usually... I mean, breakfast beer is not an uncommon thing, but usually it would be like a Hefeweizen and not like a breakfast stout.
Yeah.
Stout is more of... That's unusual in the beer world. I guess it makes sense, though, because if you think about it, stout and coffee kind of go hand in hand.
Yeah, the Canadian Breakfast Stout is an imperial stout brewed with blend of coffee and imported chocolates and then aged in spent bourbon barrels that have most recently been aging pure Michigan maple syrup.
I'm going to have to hope that our local drink supplier gets that in.
Yeah, I am definitely hoping that as well. Yeah, that sounds fantastic. Founders brewing provider, so...
We'll have to check that out then. All right, that sounds fantastic. Let's move on to our last little segment then. It's going to be our bi-weekly Beergasm review. This week, we are going to be doing a delicious Samuel Adams brew. Samuel Adams, as anybody that drinks beer in their right mind knows, comes out every single... they do it three times a year. They have three different packs that they come out with. There's the winter pack, the summer pack, and the fall pack. Their fall harvest pack just came out. And in that, they have a new beer. I guess they've been brewing it since 2004, but last year it was not in the pack. And it is their Bonfire Rauch beer. This beer is... I've already had it. It's pretty good. Dom, what do you see?
It is a beautiful amber color. Not too much of a head on it, though.
It does have kind of a lacy... It sticks to the side of the glass a little bit, but there's really not a thick head on it.
It's kind of spotty. Not bad, though.
As far as the overall smell, I mean, it's very smoky. It's very... you can smell, like, the smoked malts.
That's awfully roasty.
Yes, yeah, I guess part of the processing of this particular beer is they smoked the malts out to give it like a really strong smoky flavor and just an overall smoky aroma. There's like a nuttiness to it, but it does have kind of a smoky overall tone to like the very front of your nose. And as for the taste,
let's take a sip here.
The front is very much, it's kind of like your standard, it's malty. It's very, very malty, but the whole aftertaste is like a very delicious smoky flavor.
It's smoky, but it's not overpowering.
It reminds me kind of you know how Rogue has that Chipotle ale?
Yes.
The whole back, like the aftertaste of this reminds me very much of that, because it has that smoked flavor to it.
Yeah, but this doesn't make me feel like I'm eating a burrito.
Yeah, that is pretty delicious, though.
This actually reminds me of sitting in front of a campfire and getting a face full of smoke or something. And
yeah, it's, you can taste it, and the more you drink it, like I just had another sip of it, the more you drink it, the more it has a very, it's a rich barley taste, but like that whole aftertaste is like smoky.
It's a very light tasting beer, kind of very clean. It's got almost no carbonation. You can see a little bit of bubbles in the glass, but you can hardly feel any as you're drinking it. I mean, very easy to drink.
It's extremely smooth, and this is one beer. I mean, I very much think that it's very befitting the cool weather. Like, I could see myself sitting at a bonfire, like at, you know, the what temperature is like 55 degrees, and drinking something like this. It's very, very good.
All right, let's. Let's go ahead and give this thing a rating.
Oh, I would say it gives me a beergasm rating of, I mean, if we do, we haven't really set up a rating scale yet. I say we'll set up a scale of, we'll say 1 to 10, 10 being, you know, phenomenally beergasmic, and 1 being just, you know, pure shite.
Yeah, yeah.
I would give this probably about a 7.5. It's pretty good. It's not the most spectacular thing I've ever had. And I could see myself getting kind of sick of it because it does have kind of a unique flavor, but it's very, very good. Dom, what do you give it?
I'm going to have to go a little bit higher than you because this beer is right up my alley. I'm into the spicy, smoky, just off-the-wall type beers. So I'm going to go ahead and give it an 8.5.
All right. Well, that is that. We will post the scoring in that in the show notes and stuff like that too, just so you can kind of quickly eyeball that. All right. Well, that is your first episode of the Bi-Weekly Beergasm. Judging by the name, if you haven't figured it out yet, this will be once every 2 weeks. And then from there, we'll kind of see how things go after a couple months. We're going to be posting this up on the main site, the WordPress site for now.
Yeah. Hopefully it will be moved over to the new site once that's up and running.
Yeah, we've got our fingers crossed and we're hoping for the best with that. Other than that, this will be every 2 weeks, and we'll kind of, the format might, you know, it's subject to change because it is a new show. So as we go through, the format will change up, and just like the video game show, we'll settle on something and it'll be good. All right, that'll close it off for us, and get out there and make sure you have your own little beergasm. Until 2 weeks from now, I am Ryan with Dom.
Take it easy.
Yep.
I like beer because it is good. I drink beer because I should. If there was a song to sing, I sing it and be-